Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
One of the most powerful cases for the authority of Christianity is the way it transforms the lives of people into something better, something different, something more Christ-like than the individual was before an encounter with Jesus Christ. Well, you may be thinking, look, Christianity isn't the only belief system that transforms lives. As you quickly add, let me tell you about. Yes, I concede the point. But the question is, does this transformation produce hatred, anger, strife, and murder? Or does it result in compassion, generosity, kindness, and love? When Paul wrote to the Romans, he acknowledged that those who embrace Jesus Christ, allowing him to take control of their lives, become transformed. He says that as the result of that transformation, you as an individual can test or demonstrate that God's will is good, acceptable, and complete. That God should have a will for those who are brought into his family should never be a source of wonder or amazement. Remember, you as a human being are the crowning achievement of God's creative energies and works. The creation of our world demonstrates order and precision, and that creative purpose extends to the highest form of creation, human life. A few thoughts about God's will for you right now. First, his will has to be better than yours because he knows the end from the beginning. And because of his love for you, his will cannot be separated from his person. Though you at first think God delights in imposing rigid rules on your life, to the contrary, he knows how you can find fulfillment and joy. One of the first issues you must settle before you become serious about God's purpose and will for your life is this. Is God a tyrant or a loving father whose counsel may be contrary to our culture and the accepted behavior of our day, but leads to meaning in my life? Paul testified that his will is good, and the word he used means with substance and integrity. Jim Elliot, one of the five men who attempted to reach the Huaroni tribe in Ecuador in 1956 and was martyred in the process, wrote these words in his diary. I have found that the most extravagant dreams of boyhood have not surpassed the great experience of being in the will of God, and I believe nothing could be better. End quote. When I was in Quito, Ecuador, several years after the death of these five young men, I met a sister of one of them, Rachel Saint. Rachel, I said, I've heard that guns were in the plane, and had the five chosen to do so, they could have defended themselves. Is that true? Yes, she said, it was true. Guns were fired in the air when it became apparent that the Huaronis were hostile, but they chose to give their lives, a decision that ultimately led to the conversion of almost the entire people group and resulted in thousands turning to the good news. Finally, Paul says, his will is acceptable, whole, and complete. Jim Elliot demonstrated that how long you live is not as important as how well you live. Bringing your conscience into submission to his will requires that you become a living sacrifice, offered at the beginning of every day as you say, Lord, I'm yours. Let's walk together today. Use me, guide me, work through me to accomplish what you want. And when you do that, get ready for an exciting adventure. You'll be amazed at what may happen.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.